Hello, I'm Tracy James, and this is In Touch, a weekly public affairs program addressing community issues in east of Lexington and central Kentucky. Joining me in the studio, I have Bobby Clark, who is the president and founder of the nonprofit Kentucky Student Ventures Corporation, and one of the participants, Kim Baker. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I have been reading all over your website here, KentuckyStudentVentures.org, about your program, and it's quite interesting. Why don't you give us a brief history?
Kentucky Student Ventures was formed in January of 2009. After 24 years in running my own publishing company here in Lexington, I wanted to find a way to give back and share the experience of entrepreneurship. My journey started while I was at UK, and we started a UK student agencies where students helped run their own business. We mowed grass, we painted houses, we had a babysitting service. So my introduction to entrepreneurship was almost 30 years ago. And I realized how much value I got out of that experience. So we formed this nonprofit called Kentucky Student Ventures. And our goal is to establish student-run businesses in high schools and colleges throughout the Commonwealth. And along the way, after talking with Helen Mountjoy, our former Secretary of Education and Workforce Development, she alerted me to a program last summer from federal stimulus, and the Obama administration was going to be doing some summer youth projects and suggested that might be a way to get started. So we reached out to the Bluegrass Area Development District, and they were interested, and we put a proposal together to do a Bluegrass Goes Green. And that's where I first met Kim last summer. When she and four others here in Lexington and 11 other teams around central Kentucky worked all summer, got paid $7.25 an hour.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, and we had a teacher that was dedicated to each of them in a school or a location for training, and they developed Go Green plans. Why don't you tell them about your plan last summer?
My plan came in second last summer, and
Our
plan was to... We are from a campus that includes several different areas. We have a school program, high school and GED for young mothers. We also have the youth services building, which does all kinds of different areas. They do 4-H programs and stuff like that. And we wanted to create, we wanted to make all those separate areas green and under the Kentucky Green and Healthy Schools Institute. We wanted to have that title. So we created the plan, and we presented to several different judges, and our plan actually came in second.
Yay!
And that was my first that was my first green program with Bobby.
Right. And now you're a pro at it, aren't you?
Yes.
Working on it.
Well, the, last summer, the Estill County team actually took first place
in
a school-related project, but we had 11 teams that competed, and they did a marvelous job. And the winning team actually received Dell laptop computers and Lexmark printers as a prize for their hard work. And they all worked well this last summer. But we also had a project in the Lincoln Trail area up around the Elizabethtown area.
Yes, and my hometown.
Yes. And it was called the Green Entrepreneur Leadership Institute, or GELIN for short.
Okay.
Cute name. And we fielded 30 teams in 8 counties, 3 to 5 member teams, and they developed green business plans, taking a business and developing ideas. It could be a cleaning business that used environmentally friendly products. It could be a community garden. We had one very industrious team in Hodgenville, which I know you know where that is.
Yes, I know exactly. LaRue
they
County.
They wanted to dam up part of the Nolin River to create hydroelectric power to power the recycling center on the bank and the fire station across the street.
That's
so we had
impressive.
Some great thinkers and made jewelry out of recycled products and just a variety of things. They too competed for county and best of county and best of the region. All of these programs had local entrepreneurs and trainers come in and share their experience. And the most recent project that just ended March 31st was the Green Entrepreneur Program. That, too, was funded by the Bluegrass Workforce Investment Board. And they paid our participants $7.25 an hour. And we were able to implement a 10-day entrepreneur boot camp.
Okay.
And we had experts come in different fields from just basic entrepreneurship and starting your own business to eBay and Craigslist, as well as how to develop a business plan. So each of the people in the program developed a business plan for themselves, but they also had to do a team business plan. We, in this program, as a 40-day program, teach entrepreneurship skills which focus on problem solving, critical thinking, mm-hmm. team building.
Yes.
Because that's what's going to happen when you get out into the world and look for a job, is you're going to have to work together, whether you like your team members or not.
Exactly. It's actually an interview question.
Right. So we teach those skills. And also, each of the participants were placed in a local business or nonprofit for mm-hmm. 12 to 15 days so that they could get experience working for these organizations and showing up on time and how to dress and how to work on these teams. It wasn't just training. And we're so pleased and proud that after the program ended, we had 10 of our 23 graduates now have full-time jobs. And we even hired Kim to come to work for our publishing company, the Clark Group in downtown Lexington.
I just keep clapping for Kim.
So let's, just for people that want more information, our website is www.kystudentventures.org, or they can call 233-0236. We don't have any current open programs, but that can change almost any time. We primarily have used government funds, different types of funds. We've got a we're interested in dislocated workers. We're interested mm-hmm. in low income and disadvantaged. And we're even looking into reaching out and working with those that were ex-offenders coming back in society that have difficulty finding jobs, but we want to help teach them create their jobs. But I think now would be a good time for Kim to tell us a little bit about her her business plan and her experience through the Green Entrepreneur Program.
My personal business plan was Miss Green Clean, and I wanted to run a cleaning company that used only eco-friendly products that weren't harmful or damaged the environment. And we also wanted to focus on leaving little packs for them to use while we weren't there of miniature cleaning products. And then my group plan was Holy Moly, which was...
I like the name.
It was a restaurant, and we wanted to use food that was all locally grown within like a 100-mile radius. We also wanted to incorporate lots of other green ideas. We wanted to use our used vegetable oil for cars that ran off oil rather than gas. We wanted to use fancy, kind of funky hand towels rather than napkins to reduce the waste and, of course, recycle. And I worked on that with two of the other participants, and we actually had to present that at the banquet because that came in. We won out of the group with that, too. And just from participating in the program, I learned so many things. I got to work with Bobby's company, so I learned a lot of publishing aspects. And also, I helped with doing the program, sort of helping it function. And that was really my passion, because I enjoyed working with the green and the entrepreneurial skills, and that's something I want to look into more in the future. So I was really happy to be able to participate in that.
And I must admit, Kim, that looks fabulous on a resume, whether it's college or a job. You've already got a head start on your career, girl.
Yeah, and Kim's actually going to Berea College in August. And environmental studies is what you're interested in.
Very, very awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we have one young lady in the spring program that was about to be a mother herself. And sure, she's already had her baby, and she was going to be hired by a daycare center she'd worked in during the program, because that's what she wanted to start someday, is a day cleaning business. But we had another group that came in first of the second track of people that we were working with, and they had a project called the Goodies Truck, and it basically was a mobile convenience store that would travel around for those that were shut-ins or didn't have transportation to bring that thing. And what we were so proud of these young ladies, one was the expectant mother, and the other two were working on their GED. They didn't even have it.
Really?
But they focused, and with help and coaching, they did a marvelous job and actually won the second track of our program. So we are really excited about how to engage young people, especially. Kim, can tell them what your experience was with your teammates last summer about green and your all's experience with green.
Well, I always knew something green was something I was interested in, but I didn't know much about it. I wasn't really involved in it until after I had my child, and then I decided that it was something that I was going to have to take up so that he could live in an environment that I wanted him to. My family didn't recycle much. I didn't recycle much. I didn't know anything else about being green. And during and after the program, my whole family was recycling. I have my son recycling now. He knows where things goes, and he's working on lights and things like that. It was really very life-changing for me because it was completely from one side to the other. We now recycle, and our electricity use has gone way down.
Right.
At one point, my electricity bill was like around $120 at least, and I brought it way down to at least 50% of that after the program because I learned so much through with my teacher and just the girls. We all taught each other, and I had one of the girls call me really late one night, and she was trying to figure out if something could be recycled, a plastic bottle or something, and if it could be recycled or not. And it was something that we really loved and we work on now.
I am totally green too. If you have never tried to go green, it can be a little frustrating.
Yes.
But it's so much easier for you. You know, the time you save, the money you save.
Well, and that's the important part. Green used to be, some would say, oh, that's a fad. It's going to go away.
Yeah.
And tree huggers and all that kind of stuff. And really, going green is economically important. Yes, you're going to help the planet, and that's very important. But if you can save, a similar experience, our $80 a month electric bill went to $50 a month after concentrating.
Look, that's amazing, though. The money you save.
Right. Well, we're going to see some changes in the next few years. Electric rates are going to go up.
Of course.
Could go up double, triple. And when that happens, the whole planet will become green because of the economic. What we're trying to do is teach that if you go ahead and start now and teach your children and do things that are conscious, so walk to work more often or walk around the block or walk to the grocery, those are ways that are going to really have an impact. And so our mission is to help. We've had a variety of programs that were focused on low income. We're looking for ways to get funding to help others that wouldn't have to necessarily be young adults. But we're making a difference in people's lives. And if you're interested in reaching out, www.kystudentventures.org. Or we've also got an email address, which is just kystudentventures@gmail.com. So if you want more information, or our telephone number is 859-233-0236. And we're hoping we'll have another program come up very soon.
It's good to go ahead and get your application sent in, too, which I can see right here. There's a little button. You just click on that, right?
That's exactly right. And we're going to also be working on establishing our own businesses. We want to create an eBay business. eBay is very green.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to get people to donate their items or clean out their garage or basements, donate them, and then we can use that money as seed capital for other participants in future programs to get their business started. And it's also green as you go.
Yeah, and it is summer. Everybody has to do the little summer cleaning and yard sales and stuff.
And nobody
like
wants
that.
To do a yard sale. It
no,
takes so much
no,
time.
Exactly.
You make a buck. You don't want to see that dollar go for that something you paid $40 for. So
it
just
does
give
hurt
it and
a
donate
bit.
It to a good cause, and we'll take it off your hands and be able to sell it and teach people.
Yeah.
They can use eBay as a tool to help them start their business because they can save $50 or $100 or $200 for a lawnmower.
Yeah,
you know, or
exactly.
Get one of those push guns that even saves on green that way. So there's a variety of things you can do by learning how to start and manage your own business.
And more of this information, applications, phone numbers, email addresses, basically more information on going green and getting involved in this great program, kystudentventures.org. Make sure you check it out today. Bobby, Kim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.